Hello, everybody. I'm very excited to be here. My name is Cornelius Adewale. Today is going to be our first episode whereby we're introducing this podcast called All Things Are Greek. In this podcast, our goal is to talk about important agricultural-related issues. So we're going to be talking about policies. We're going to be talking about practices. We're going to be talking about issues that affect farmers, issues that affect agricultural policymakers, issues that affect food production as a whole. But our first series is going to be focusing on Africa. And today we are introducing the series on agricultural transformation in Africa. So every week I'm going to be having with me Ms. Grace Taiwo, who is going to be joining me in terms of how we bounce ideas, how we exchange, you know, just conversation with everyone. Grace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm well, very well, thank you. I'm actually excited to be on this show. It's going to be an awesome time, I know. It's going to be entertaining, educating. And I can't wait. I just can't wait. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Just to give like a little bit background information, I want to tell a little bit about me. And then maybe Grace also, you could tell a little bit about yourself as well. My name is Cornelius Adewale once again. I work with Washington State University. I do research and do some teaching as well with a more focus on agricultural development, help with developing technologies and teaching tools on how do we get the right information to farmers on how to improve their productivity and address some of the challenges that they might be facing. I'm also the founder of FarmWeller, an agricultural development company with focus actually on in Africa. I think we have operation in Nigeria and Rwanda now. From time to time, we might talk about some of the things we do at FarmWell as well. But I see the reason for this podcast is very important to me. Some of the major issues that I've been exposed to in the past, I've been a farmer while growing up in Nigeria. I've been a researcher. I've been a teacher. So I've learned so much from different people, and I see the need for us to create a platform whereby we can exchange information that could help with agricultural development as a whole. So enough about me. Grace, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Taiwo Grace. I'm also a researcher, though. Training under Dr. Cornelius Adewale. I had my master's degree in plant nutrition from the University of Ibadan. My first degree was from University of Agriculture, Abeokuta, and where I studied plant science, basically. So I'm an agri person, part-time farmer, let me say. So, that's basically, with time, you get to know me more.
Okay. That's lovely. I love the word you use, part-time farmer. In my journey to Africa, almost everybody I meet are part-time farmer in one way or another. So that might be a topic for another episode.
Yeah.
But I want us to start the podcast by just looking at a very broad topic today, which is the first part of this series on agricultural transformation in Africa. So today I want us to explore why I think Africa needs agricultural transformation. And I would love to hear back from you guys, from anyone, you know, you're listening, whether you agree with some of these points, whether you disagree with them. I would love us to have debate. I would love to talk about these issues and have hot intellectual debate. So personally, I believe Africa needs urgent agricultural transformation. And I want to lay down my debate in different ways. And I would love to hear from you too, Grace. But the first point on why I think Africa needs agricultural transformation, it's on the issue of poverty. I don't like talking about poverty, I don't like being a doomsday prophet and all of that. But we still have to address the, you know, the elephant in the room. According to, if we are to rely on the data from the World Bank in 2019, about 40%, let's talk about the most populous country in Africa, Nigeria. According to that data, 40% of the population, of Nigerian population, live below the poverty line. So that was in 2019, before COVID-19, before the lockdown, before the recession. So more than 40% live below the poverty line. And if we are to rely on some of the new data we are getting from the Institute for Security Studies, that report is saying 60% of the poor people in the whole world live in Africa. To me, I think that's a major challenge, one of the reasons why we need agricultural transformation, because it's a very important and effective way to address the issues of persistent poverty in Africa. What do you think, Grace?
Yes, it's so disheartening to see, you know, some of the statistics we gathered, and you know, the poverty rate is quite alarming, and this transformation needs to be immediate, immediate, because you know, it's quite alarming. We really need to talk about transformation. This is exactly what we need. And at a point like this, and at this time, we really need transformation.
I agree. So, Boya is a good part. Agricultural transformation is not something that is out of reach. It's something we have seen in many countries that will happen within a very short period of time. We've seen it in Brazil. We've seen it in Vietnam. You know, so I don't want to be using examples of United States and European countries. You know, let's talk about, you know, other countries that have similar demography, similar social issues with a lot of countries in Africa. And in Africa as well, Malaysia is another one, right? But we have also seen a lot of progress in Africa as well over the last couple of years. We've seen how Kenya has invested so much in horticulture and floriculture, and they have been able to do a lot of, you know, massive within a very short period of time. We have also seen that also in Ethiopia as well. A closer look at what's going on in Rwanda as well, when it comes to the ability to reduce the level of malnutrition, tells us that we can make progress within a very short period of time. Agriculture could become a very, very important way to help us reduce the issues of hunger and poverty. So we need agricultural transformation to address that. But there's another underlying factor why this needs to be in front of every policymakers and every stakeholders on why we need to declare emergency when it comes to agricultural transformation in Africa. And that's the issue of population. Africa has the fastest growing population in the world. So there was a study by Pew Research in terms of the population growth over the next 80 years. Africa is going to have the highest population growth over that period of time. The continent total population is going to grow from about 1.3 billion now to about 4.3 billion by 2100. So that's a lot. That same research actually brought out something else, that if we are looking at the top 10 most populous countries in the whole world, half of them will be in Africa, which means over the next 70 to 80 years, countries like Ethiopia, like Tanzania, like Democratic Republic of Congo, and Egypt are going to join country like Nigeria to be in the top 10 most populous country in the world. So talking about population, there is one more fact here as one of the major drivers why we need a very aggressive agricultural transformation agenda. So let me turn that to like a debate to you, Grace. So let me give you a set of data, and then I would love to know your guess on it. So Africa right now, as of today, is home to the youngest population in the world, which means we have a lot of our population that are very young. Young people, most, is the home to the youngest population in the world. We have a lot of, you know, a lot of countries that their average age is very small. We have a lot of youths, a lot of young people growing up. So let me give you data along this line. You see, the average age of people in Asia, in the whole of Asia, you know, you combine India, China, you know, the whole of Asia, Japan, altogether, the average age is about 31. In the United States, the average age is about 35. In Europe, in the whole of Europe, the average age is about 42. Grace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Yeah, are you able to guess what the average age in Africa is?
I'm trying to guess, like, say 35, 40.
I know. That's what we come to mind. But the average age in Africa is 18.
Oh my, are you serious?
He's 18. So we have, it's not only that we are growing at a very rapid rate in terms of the population growth, right? Because when you look at the population growth rate compared to anywhere in the world, Africa is top. For instance, the population growth rate in Europe is just about 2.1%. In Asia, it's times 10 of that, about 21.7%. Right? That's between 2000 and 2018. In America, in the US, it's about 20.5%. You know, in South America, just about 22%. Guess what the population growth rate per continent is between year 2000 and 2018 in Africa? Guess, based on this data, can you make a guess?
Let me just say about 15.
I know. It is 56.6%. So our population grew from just about 800 million in 2000 to about 1.3 billion in 2018. And it has even grown more since then, since 2018. So we are growing at a very rapid rate, but that growth is also powered by very young people. So if we are to feed this growing population, we need agricultural transformation agenda that actually deliver on the results, that actually get the job done. So to me, that's the population is one of the other major reasons why Africa needs agricultural transformation agenda that delivers results. You see, the other thing I want to bring forth is the issue of food security. And I think we've linked that also to the issue of poverty. It's another major reason why I think we need, you know, transformation agenda. We need a very rapid agricultural transformation. There's also...
Before you leave poverty reduction, itself before you leave that aspect of poverty reduction. You know, I read an article and I saw something like, we know that agricultural productivity can be seen as the first step or engine of growth leading to greater income for a country. In the article, you know, it is interesting to know that historically no poor country has reduced poverty only through agriculture, but almost none have achieved it without increasing agricultural productivity in the first instance. So we know that agricultural growth is essential. You know, a lot of people might be, as you're speaking, some people might be saying, we already know from time we know that Africa has the highest rate of poverty. And then, so what we are just talking about transformation. What exactly, like, what do we do? What do we do? Should we just keep, you know, these data are increasing by the day. So, you know, people really want to know, like, they want to know how this poverty, you know, how this poverty can be reduced. Like me for one, I'm like, I just want that tip. Like, I want that tip. Because I can't just keep, you know, these figures are disheartening.
I know they are. Every time I look at them, sometimes I feel like crying. The things that keep me wake up at night. And you are totally right. There is no country that has ever developed without being able to feed their population. Because you can only think of development when you are not hungry. You see, hungry people can focus on, you know, how to solve other social issues, how to solve problem in the society, how to invent something. So hungry people are unproductive people because you can't think on any other thing other than to feed yourself. So
that's it.
Yeah. So if we want to do any kind of development, if there's any dream of development, there's any dream of growth, it starts with agriculture. It starts with feeding the people. But a lot of time, every time we come with this agenda, Africa development agenda, yeah, we just take agriculture as one of the things. Whereas it is the base. It is the base. You got to feed people in order to free their mind to be able to focus on something else, to be able to focus on development, to be able to do any other thing else. So we need that agricultural transformation agenda to address the issues of poverty, to address the issue of food security, to be able to feed the growing population. There are other reasons too. I know we are behind time. We might continue this conversation next week in another episode. For instance, I would love us to talk about the changing consumption habit. I would love us to talk about the rising import. I would want us to talk about the nutrition aspect of it. I would also love us to talk about how that is linked to security issues, to Boko Haram, to terrorism, to all of those things that are very critical for us to address now, and maybe why some of our lakes are drying. So maybe next week, let's get together again and maybe go a little bit deeper into this on why Africa needs transformation, agricultural transformation now, more than ever before. Does that sound good? And Grace, what do you think?
Yes, it sounds good. And we're actually going to be telling them how each household, rural household, can increase their income through this agricultural transformation. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to be here. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are able to join us again next week. In the meantime, you can like our page, you can share with people within your network. But we really, really appreciate you listening to us and honoring us with your time. Thank you once again for being on this podcast, All Things Agric. For now, I'm your host, Cornelius Adewale. Bye for now.